Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Just got word, Scott, we are going to have Governor Jennifer Granholm with us at 6:08, and she's going to talk a little bit about the small business aid bill. And she has a little different perspective on it, obviously, from Mike Rogers. Want to bring in our next guest, and she is Carol Wood, Lansing City Councilwoman. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Jack.
Well, tonight it sounds like you got a lot of activity on the agenda.
Yes, we do. Anywhere from honoring the senior volunteers that do so much for us in the city government, along with out a number of organizations, to the snow ordinance. So you pick which one you want to be involved in, and you can be involved in any and all.
Well, let's talk about the volunteers first, because that's a very, very important part of this community. And I think a lot of people underestimate the importance there. I don't know that this community would function quite the same way without them.
Well, I agree. When we look every budget time at the what we're dealing with our finances, I often ask the question, can you tell us from a volunteer perspective, the volunteers that work on the river trail, or that are writing handicapped parking tickets, or that are at our front lobby directing guests to the police stations, answering questions when people come in, to our curfew and truancy people, you know, what does that mean? And we're repeatedly told by many of the departments that have these groups working with them, we couldn't function without the volunteers, and they just do so much for us locally. We have a group that actually is over at Gardner Middle School that mentors to a number of the students over there. So
what's going to happen with them tonight? I don't know how anyone could be anti-volunteer.
Well, no. What we have is National Senior Corps Week, and it's highlighting all the different volunteers and what they do in the course of for your community. And we're having Janet Clark, who's the director of RSVP, coming down with a number of her volunteers, and they're going to talk about what they do and encourage people that are 55 and older to volunteer and to share their experiences with the rest of us.
All right. That sounds great. In terms of the snow ordinance, and there are still a few people in this community who want to refer to it as the snow job, where are we with that now in terms of getting public acceptance, and what is on the agenda tonight with it?
Well, the agenda tonight is actually council looking at whether they're going to pass it or not. It's out for passage. Some of the changes to our current ordinance, currently what we do is you're required to remove the snow within 24 hours after an event, and if you don't do it, you can get a ticket for that.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily clean the sidewalk, but people are do receive a ticket. What would happen now is that after a snow event, if this is passed in the current form, is that you'd get a notice that would be on your door, like a door hanger, as mm-hmm. well as you would receive in the mail a written notice, and you would have, which would be considered 48 hours after the date that it's dropped in the mail,
mm-hmm.
That you received it. You have 24 hours after that to clean your sidewalk, and if not, the city will come back and they'll check to see whether you've done the work. If you haven't done it, then mm-hmm. they will do the work for you, and there's an administrative fee along with what they believe the work will cost a employee to do.
Now, what if you're on a week's vacation in Florida, and you're not following the Weather Channel, and you don't know that we've had a lot of snow in mid-Michigan?
Well, there's the potential for you to receive notice, and if your neighbors haven't decided to help you out while you're gone or you've right. hired somebody else to do it,
right.
that you could be ticketed, that or this could the city could come and notice you, clean off the snow, and then when you get your taxes, you would be noticed the fact that you have an assessment for taking care of the snow.
So I guess what you have to do is be real neighborly and let people know who live on either side of you or someone you trust in the community that, hey, you're going to be gone, and if there's a blizzard, they got to bail you out, and you'll do the same thing for them next time.
Yes, it's a matter, and it is a matter of talking to your neighbors and trying to find people that will help you out. We've got a number of organizations. My neighborhood, as an example, we bought a bunch of shovels and salt and things, and we have them so that they're loaned out so that people that maybe are living in single-family houses for the first time, and that's an expense they haven't thought about when they moved in the summer, have an opportunity to borrow a shovel and can shovel themselves out and their neighbors out. It's something that we do have to think about, and no matter how the ordinance is written, it's a matter of taking care of those that are around you and making sure that they're able to get in and out as well.
Carol, has most of the passion with this issue subsided? Have we had most of the heated debate over it, or are we expected to get a little bit more of the show, as I call it, tonight?
Well, I think from a council perspective, I don't think there's anyone on council that doesn't believe that this is a serious issue. I think how it is instituted is, you know, some of the other things that people still have some concerns about. One of the questions that I'm asked repeatedly is if the ordinance talks about a snow event. Well, that doesn't tell us how much. It could be a trace of snow mm-hmm. to 20 inches of snow.
Mm-hmm.
The ordinance doesn't define it. People ask, well, what happens if the city comes through after I've taken care of my sidewalk and plows it back?
Right.
Are you responsible? The answer is yes, you are.
Mm.
People have asked, will the city clear their sidewalks within the same 24 hours after an event? And we were told it depends. The city's responsibility is for clearing the streets for vehicle safety, and then the city will work to clear the sidewalks that they're responsible for.
Carol, why should individuals have a different time frame for clearing their sidewalks than for the city sidewalks?
Well, that's my argument. I think that if we're going to institute something for our citizens, we should be doing it in like-mindedness. And so, you know, I think that's the concern that people have,
sure,
and how
sure.
we can try to assure that we're doing things evenly across the board, both
right.
for what we expect others and ourselves.
Right. The other question that I've heard about this is that you can get a lot of different readings, a lot of different places. You can go to the airport and get one reading. You can go in front of my house and get a very different reading. And in front of yours, I imagine, you get some wind blowing, and, you know, it may be 1 inch, two houses down from where it's 4 inches.
Correct. But again, the way the ordinance is currently written, it doesn't define what an event is. It can be a trace of snow, or it could be the blowing snow, or it could be 5 inches of snow.
Okay. I also heard that there's going to be a fire issue discussed tonight. Is that correct?
Oh, fireworks.
Fireworks.
We've been working at amending the fireworks ordinance based on some complaints that came to us last year, and this adds some restrictions in it dealing with illegal fireworks and trying to make sure that anyone that sells them from a retail outlet that we have some measures in place to try to prevent that. And so even though we're well past the 4th of July, it's still important to try to get this done and taken care of.
I guess you hear fireworks explosions all different times of year. I certainly hear them on New Year's Eve coming up. And
Absolutely. And again, part of what we were doing is matching our ordinance along with the state statute, and the fire marshal actually spent a great deal of time with us on this and teaching us a great deal about how much fireworks and a square footage and what that means, and a number of those things. So we've learned a great deal, and we're trying to make sure that anyone, whether we're talking about sparklers or whether we're talking about illegal fireworks, the issue is trying to make sure that the community's safe.
7 o'clock tonight?
7 o'clock this evening, and hopefully it won't be too long of an evening.
Lansing
like
City Councilwoman. Lansing City Councilwoman Carolwood. I'm not trying to bring all the people over there to give
well,
public comment.
Well, and this is their opportunity.
It's important
for us to hear what people feel and how they feel about these issues before we vote on them. And we encourage people to come out and talk to us. That's what we're here to do, is to listen to them.
And I know you would rather hear someone talk for a couple minutes tonight than whine about it for the next couple years.
Exactly.
All right. Exactly. Lansing City Councilwoman Carol Wood, our guest on Ebling & You. Thanks so much, Carol.
Thank you, Jack.